Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pifinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio City, the indie podcasts, Wiener Börsesport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly and week 18 was a quiet week for ATXDR, which lost 0.76% to 6,888 points. Year-to-date top performer AVN was also number one in week 18. Kapsch Trafikon lost nearly 10% on Friday with a big question mark. News came from Frequentis, AMS Osram, Lenting, FACT, Kontron, Valneva, Wolfgang, RHI Magnesita, RBE, spoken now by the absolutely smart.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 18. Monday, Frequentis, a global supplier of communication and information systems for control centers with safety critical tasks, will provide two voice communication systems, VCs, for Liverpool Airport in the north of England. Frequentis will implement its flagship VCs 3020X for the main system and its next generation VCs, the X10. We chose the Frequentis VCs 3020X and X10 VCs based on our previous experience with the company's systems and their experience in the market, delivering to a number of other UK airports. Being ED137 compliant, it fully supports the digitalization of ADC communications and the standardized implementation and interoperability of voice over IP VoIP, allowing us to enhance airport operations and maintain safety as airspace demands change, says Paul Staples, Director of Airport Operations at Liverpool John Lennon Airport. Tuesday, AMS Osram, a global leader in optical solutions, reported first quarter financial results. First quarter group revenues were €927 million, 21% lower compared to the previous quarter. The first quarter adjusted group result from operations, EBIT, was €50 million, compared to €86 million. Aldo Comper, CEO of AMS Osram, commented, "Our markets continue to be demanding and unfavorable demand trends are impacting our business, which is reflected in our first quarter results and our outlook. I will work closely with the management team in the upcoming months to define the way forward to address the currently unsatisfactory financial performance and unlock the potential that our business inherently has." Wednesday, Lenzing. The business performance of the Lenzing Group, a leading global supplier of specialty fibers for the textile and non-wovens industries, during the first quarter of 2023 largely reflected market trends. However, after the market environment had deteriorated significantly in the third and fourth quarters of the previous year, signs of recovery emerged during the first quarter in terms of demand as well as raw material and energy costs. Textile fibers recorded moderate but steadily improving demand. Business with fibers for nonwovens and with dissolving wood pulp performed better than expected. Raw material and energy costs were still at an elevated, albeit decreasing, level. Revenues increased by 1.3% compared to the prior year quarter to €623.1 million. This growth was primarily due to higher pulp revenues, while fiber revenues were down. As a consequence, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, decreased by 66.2% year-on-year to €29.7 million in the first quarter of 2023. The net result for the reporting period amounted to -€64.9 million, compared with €34.1 million in the first quarter of 2022. Lenzing, weekly performance, -5.06%. FACC, the ongoing recovery of air traffic led to a significant revenue increase in the first quarter. FACC AG, worldwide leading aerospace company in design, development and production of aerospace technologies and advanced aircraft lightweight systems, closed the first quarter of 2023 with revenue growth of 27.6% compared to the previous year. This is due to the significantly improved market environment, which is, however, still affected by disruptions in international supply chains and persistently high inflation. This is also reflected in the operating result at the end of the first quarter of 2023. For the year as a whole, the management of FACCAG continues to expect an increase in revenue in the high single-digit percentage range as well as a gradual improvement in earnings. FACC, weekly performance, -3.98%. Thursday Kontron, IT company Kontron AG has closed the first quarter of 2023 with strong results. After its strategic realignment in 2022 towards the flourishing Internet of Things, IT, the technology group is now powering ahead, with revenue rising to €277.7 million in the first quarter, PY, €247.0 million. Revenue growth is at 11.2%, with organic growth as high as 14.0%. EBITDA climbed to €29.6 million, PY, €23.7 million, representing a plus of 24.9%. Net profit increased by 66% to €16.6 million, PY, €10.0 million. A net profit totaling €66 million is expected for the full financial year 2023. The good earnings were driven by the Software Plus Solutions segment, which achieved an EBITDA margin of 18.9%, a record order intake year. The book-to-bill ratio for this segment stood at 219%, suggests strong ongoing growth. Hannes Niederhauser, CEO of Kontron AG, we expect 2023 to be a very good year for Kontron, with an order backlog of €1,573 million at the end of March. All planned revenue, the target is €1,200 million, for the financial year 2023 has already been secured. Kontron, weekly performance, 7.14%. Valneva, a specialty vaccine company, reported its first quarter financial results ending March 31, 2023. Valneva's total revenues were €33.5 million in the first quarter of 2023 compared to €21.8 million in the first quarter of 2022, an increase of 53.4%. Valneva recorded an operating loss of €16.6 million in the first quarter of 2023 compared to an operating loss of €18.4 million in the first quarter of 2022. Adjusted EBITDA loss in the first quarter of 2023 was €12.3 million compared to an adjusted EBITDA loss of €13.3 million in the first quarter of 2022. Peter Buller, Valneva's chief financial officer, commented, "We entered 2023 with good momentum as we managed to double our first quarter vaccine sales year over year, keeping us on track to deliver on our full year sales guidance of €130 million to €150 million. Our objective is to continue driving these sales in 2023 and, at the same time, continue to build a stronger vaccine portfolio and pipeline. As we approach our 10-year anniversary, we look forward to celebrating another major milestone with the potential approval of our chikungunya vaccine candidate in the U.S. later this year." Valneva, weekly performance, 34.73%. Wolf Tank Group, specializing in technologies for energy and environmental solutions, has signed cooperation agreements with several leading e-mobility providers in Italy to install over 400 mainly fast charging stations. The group is thus taking advantage of the high potential offered by the e-mobility sector and applying its long-standing expertise in the expansion of zero-emission refueling infrastructure. Revenues of around €4 million are expected for these projects. Wolf Tank Edessa, weekly performance, -8.01%. Friday, RHI Magnesita, refractory company. RHI Magnesita provided an update on trading for the 3 months to March 31, 2023 Q1. The momentum of improving EBITDA and EBITDA margins established in 2022 continued through the first quarter as lower cost inflation offset an expected reduction in sales volumes. Refractory sales volumes in the first quarter were 8% lower than Q1 2022, in line with management expectations and overall market demand. As anticipated, steel and cement demand outside of India and China softened due to a slowdown in construction activity, whilst demand in the industrial projects segment remained strong. EBITDA margins in Q1 were ahead of guidance of approximately 10% for 2023, but pricing pressure is anticipated in the remainder of the year as input costs reduce for refractory producers globally. RHI Magnesita, weekly performance, 2.76%. RBI, Raiffeisen Bank International, RBI reported earnings for the first quarter. Overall, Consolidated profit increased 49% year-on-year to €657 million. Consolidated return on equity improved from 13.2% to 15.8%. Overall, car revenues increased 41% to €2,350 million, which made for a further improvement in the cost-income ratio to 38.6%, previous year's period, 42.1%. Net interest income increased €399 million to €1,385 million, mainly due to higher interest rates and strong loan growth in numerous group countries. RBI, weekly performance, 0.14%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.